Stoffley and Zach on Denver Sports Station 104.3 The Fan.
Hour number two of the program. Cecil Lammy sitting in for Zach By today with Brandon Stoffley, and we had some breaking news to begin the program. An hour ago, Tom Pelissero, NFL Network, reporting that Broncos wide receiver KJ Hamler partially tore his pec working out on his own, underwent surgery, and now the recovery time is 4 to 6 months. What does this mean for the Broncos wide receiver room, and why do you think Jerry Jeudy potentially being shopped, or they're taking phone calls on Jerry Jeudy, however you want me to say it, Stoke, whatever. Cortland Sutton potentially being shopped, or they're taking phone calls on Cortland Sutton. Tim Patrick coming back from an injury that cost him the entire season last year. But I will ask you, because fans ask me a lot, and I'm like, well, I'm not a wide receiver with multiple Super Bowl rings. That's you, Stoke.
That's me.
So, why does Sean Payton kind of not really like the wide receivers he already has? Do you get that feeling, or is it just me?
Look, I'm not quite sure if it's the wide receivers, or maybe I think overall when you have a new coach come into town, he's going to flip the roster over. That's what they do. Something wasn't right the previous year or years. That's why I'm here. So I'm not going to keep on just rolling with the guys that have been doing nothing but losing.
Right.
I'm going to bring in some of my own guys. Right. And so I think that's just part of this. It's not like, you know, you're hearing Jerry Jeudy's name. I don't think they can trade Cortland Sutton. You're not going to trade Cortland Sutton. So let's just, no one's going to want.
Fifth round pick. You're not going to trade him?
What's that?
Somebody sends you a fifth.
I don't think anybody's going to send you a fifth. Because
you're not trading him.
They're going to have to pay him $14 million this year. Do you want to pay Cortland Sutton? Do you think he's worth $14 million?
I don't think teams will line up for that.
No, they won't. Let me just tell you, they won't. So you're not going to, you almost have to do the Brock Osweiler deal. Like, here's Cortland, you take on his salary, plus we'll give you a fifth round pick. We'll give you a fifth round pick.
Okay.
That's what you'd have to do with Cortland.
Wow.
Yeah, wow, exactly.
You're definitely not trading him then.
No, you're not. So I would be, unless it's like some kind of deal like that, I just can't see Cortland Sutton being traded this year.
Okay.
So it's Jerry Jeudy. And I think it's just with Jerry Jeudy, look, it's a compliment. You're our biggest asset, you know, that we can actually get something in return for that is of value, and we're trying to change this roster up. And, like, we don't want to have to pick up that fifth-year option. I think it's a lot of those things that come into play here. That's why Jeudy's at the top of the list. But I think this changes everything. I really do. KJ Hamler changes everything? That sounds ridiculous.
Yeah. The guy that wasn't going to play? The guy that's going to get, like, seven catches?
I don't know if he wasn't going to play. I mean,
he wasn't going to play that much.
Well, the hope was that he would turn into be a slot receiver. Now you can't even have that hope. You're already down some depth there. We don't quite know, you know, Tim Patrick and his situation coming off that knee injury. I just don't think you can take another good piece at that wide receiver group and throw it away and be done with it. And now you look at the group and it's like, wow, we don't have much here at all. So I just think it's changed the conversation totally about Jerry Jeudy. I think you have to keep him now, and I think you have to pick up the fifth-year option now.
You asked what other players would be out there.
Yes.
I'm very, very sad to report.
Oh.
Jamison Crowder just signed with the Giants. Like now.
Good player, good slot receiver,
yeah.
Right?
So when you had asked that initially, right. I was like, Jamison Crowder's still out there. I didn't bring him up yet. And then, lo and behold, as we're talking, Jamison Crowder.
And I'm
signed with the Giants.
And that would have been a really good fit, just a veteran slot receiver that has had some good years. So if you do decide that it's worth it and you get a draft pick or picks that you can't pass up, you're going to have to go out there and find a veteran receiver or two to bring into the fold here. The problem is there's not many out there. This was a bad free agent class for wide receivers to begin with.
Right. And Jacoby Myers was the best wide receiver available.
Yeah, now you're a couple weeks in to this process,
yeah.
and the good ones are gone, and so you're kind of left with the Jamison Crowders of the world. But
he just got picked up.
Right.
So there you go. Draft isn't really that great a wide receiver either.
And you really can't count on a guy coming in right away his rookie year and making a huge impact for your football team. We don't even have a first or second round pick. So you're going to be picking in the third round.
So did the price of Jerry Jeudy just go up?
I think you're more stubborn with your asking price. And if it was like first rounder, oh, but maybe, hey, George, and you know, maybe we'll take a second in the end when it gets close to the deadline, the draft. I think now you might just be more like, if they don't give us a first, we don't get a late first round pick, we'll just keep him. That's just going to be our approach here. So I think that's what has changed here. Maybe you're not as flexible, and maybe you don't negotiate really in this situation. You say, this is what it is. Either you give it to us or not, and we're happy to keep him if you don't, because obviously he is a really good wide receiver, and I think his best years are in front of him. That's what we're all hoping. But I certainly think it has changed everything here. And from my perspective, it has.
What does Sean Payton need at wide receiver?
I don't think he needs a ton. I don't think he needs a ton. I think you look at Tim Patrick. If Tim Patrick and Cortland Sutton can stay healthy, I think that's going to be good enough for this year.
That's a pretty big if, though.
Yeah.
But that's a pretty big if.
But I'm hoping. And I think at some point, you know, you can't have, you know, I try to tell Zach, like, you can't feel great about everything on your roster. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't feel great
but
about it.
But I thought entering this offseason, we felt good about the wide receivers. Didn't we feel good about the wide receivers? I wasn't looking at this team going, you know what? They need a bunch of wide receivers. And guess what they're doing? They're looking for wide receivers.
Right. I feel good about Jerry Jeudy. And that's really about it right now. I feel good about Tim Patrick if he's healthy. And Cortland's just it's a big coin flip. It's a big coin flip whether he can
get back.
How long's
it going to take, man?
To himself.
Why are we talking about that? That was 2019.
That's what I'm saying.
It's 2023. Like, haven't we already seen that he's not going to? And I love Cortland. I love Cortland. Cortland, if you're listening, I love you. He's never going to be the same.
I'm just holding out hope. Because if he's on your team, what else are you going to do? Like, if he's going
to
be here.
Ask him to restructure.
Well, he's got guaranteed money. But I'm saying, like, I can only look at this as being optimistic. That's the way I choose to look at Cortland Sutton. It's like, okay, hopefully this is the year for you. And let's not act like he's an awful wide receiver.
He's not.
Right? So I don't want to – that's not the picture that we're painting here. But he's not at the level that he was before the injury.
Right.
He just hasn't been that player. And then he had some drops this year that were uncharacteristic of him. Just wasn't a good year for Cortland Sutton.
I think, like you mentioned with Russell Wilson trying to do too much – kind of, what'd you say, pressing, right? Like, I thought we saw Cortland Sutton press a little bit last year because the guys want to win. This team wasn't winning. So now players are, like, maybe thinking about running after the catch before they catch the ball. Maybe they're dropping a few more passes because they're, like, they want to make this big play and they're forgetting right. The fundamentals.
Absolutely. And you have a new offense this past year.
You have a,
right?
Last
year, yeah.
A Frankenstein.
So you had a new offense. What are you doing? You're thinking a lot. You're thinking a lot, right? And so you're not just going out there playing. Look, that's a lot of some of those. You just got to do it. You know what the motto is on this show? Cecil? No excuses, no explanations, okay? Doesn't matter. Like, you're an NFL player. Like, we're saying, like, a new offense and thinking a lot, trying to. You just got to go out there and do it. You're an NFL player making a ton of money.
Right.
You got to go out there and perform. And Cortland didn't perform at the level that we are used to that we saw from him at one point, and hopefully he gets back to that. Don't know if he can or not, but you look at Jeudy, you look at Tim Patrick, you look at Cortland Sutton. Now KJ Hamler, we're talking about this because KJ Hamler news just broke that he's out 4 to 6 months, tore his pec. He had surgery, so he won't be around. I don't know if you try to just keep this group intact and add to it. Or if you're going to try to remove Jerry Jeudy, I mean, where are you at? Are you keeping Jeudy now?
I think there's almost every single scenario you keep Jerry Jeudy. Almost every single scenario I can think of, you're keeping Jerry Jeudy. You almost have to, unless there is another. Now, that's a Star Wars quote, and I don't imagine you'll know Star Wars, so I'll leave that one alone.
Thank you.
You want to trade for DeAndre Hopkins?
No.
You want a piece of that? Wait.
No.
What? No, no, no.
No,
you're
said
supposed
no.
to think about it.
No.
No.
I've already thought about
you
it.
You said just no.
Yes.
You don't want DeAndre Hopkins.
You asked, I have to think about it. Guess what? I've already thought about it. Right?
You don't like the idea.
Here's a Star Wars. I'm light years ahead of you. Star Wars reference. Right? I'm light years ahead
close
of you.
Enough.
See, so,
yeah.
Yeah, that's where I'm at. So I've already done that.
Yeah.
Okay? And it is no. I don't know what his contract is, but guess what? You're going to trade for DeAndre. What are you going to trade for DeAndre Hopkins? See? See? So it's
is
not.
Is Jerry Jeudy part of that trade?
Well,
do they both need a fresh start?
Okay. I like that.
I mean, swapping them, right?
I like that. I just don't think. So here's the situation with Hopkins. Like, when you just say it, it's like, oh, yeah, he's been a good receiver for a while, and, you know, we could use a playmaker like that. But you have to give up an asset or two. Draft picks,
right.
Something. Maybe it's just Jerry Jeudy, maybe. But he wants a new deal, Cease. I don't want, you're going to have to pay this guy a ton of money. And then I don't think it's a good fit here. Not that he's not a good player, it's just not a good fit here for what we're, and then we're going to throw the ball, you know, 20, 25 times a game. Is he going to be,
is he
going to
be happy?
Yeah. So I think all of those different things, I would say, it just doesn't make sense for our situation here in Denver to trade for a guy like DeAndre Hopkins.
So then we roll back to what does Sean Payton really need? I know there's what he wants to do. He wants to run spread power, which is kind of a weird concept, honestly, if I can proselytize for a little bit, Soak.
If you're going to do, you're going to proselytize?
I don't know what it means, but it sounds
okay.
Good.
Okay. Yes. Yes,
so
it does sound good.
Proselytize.
Kevin,
look it up. I can't even spell it. But anyway, he wants to run spread power. So if Sean Payton ideally could run the offense the way he wants, it would be spread it out and then have power concepts. Little Deuce McAllister, right? Little Pierre Thomas, whatever you want to talk about there with the New Orleans Saints.
Names, yeah,
there's some pretty good names.
Yes.
But he's not going to be able to do that. So that's why you see the blocking tight end. That's why you see the fullback. That's why you see Samaje Perine. That's why you see Ben Powers. That's why you see Mike McGlinchey. They're going to run the hell out of the ball. So isn't Tim Patrick and Cortland Sutton good enough?
But the problem, yes, they are. I think they are good
enough.
What's
the problem then?
But the problem is, that's it. We don't have any depth behind them. So that could be good enough. And then Tim Patrick, the other problem, he's coming off this ACL. So, like, what happens if, you know, we lose one of those guys? Or, like, we haven't even got the party started. We haven't even had offseason. We lost Tim Patrick in training camp last year. You're going to have injuries throughout this process, and don't you want to have a Jerry Jeudy for a, I don't want to say a fallback plan, you know, because he's going to be a starter.
Yeah.
I just think right now for me, I thought you should move him because I thought it was best for both sides, best for both parties moving forward before this news of KJ Hamler tearing his pec and having surgery. I just think now that, you know, you probably have to keep him unless you get blown away with a trade. I just think it's...
Can I set you up in a good way?
Yes.
Like,
yes,
I'm going to set you up, so don't knock me down before I set you up.
Okay.
I'm setting you up.
Okay.
Okay? Stokely and Zach. Do you remember Jimmy Graham?
Yes.
You remember how Jimmy Graham wanted to be paid as a wide receiver? And it's like, I felt bad for Jimmy because the Saints were like, you're a wide receiver, basically. Couldn't the Broncos do that with an Albert Okwuegbunam? Couldn't they take an Albert O and be like, you know what? You're wide receiver now. I mean, on the flip side of that, our friend Cody Latimer, now in the XFL, he's playing tight end. And he's doing real good. Real bang-up job there. Guardians, I believe. So it's like, okay, can you be more creative with the assets that you have? It's not like Albert O can't play. It's not like Albert O lacks talent. They just didn't know how to use him. Hey, can't block. Okay, whatever. Can't you say to that big body, that fast body, hey, you're kind of like our big wide receiver now. So now you can get rid of Jerry Jeudy. You can be a little bit more creative. Dulcich is going to stretch the field. Okwuegbunam going to play wide receiver, essentially. He'll still be a tight end, but he's a wide receiver, basically. You've got Sutton, who you hope, and then you've got Pats. Timmy Patrick could be your best receiver. We just don't know where his health is at.
Right.
And so I think can't you be creative with what you have? This tight end class is great. You could grab another one, another pass-catching weapon. So couldn't you trade Jerry Jeudy and still be good enough for what you need?
No. No.
But wait. We're going to be like, what a great idea. And
No, the Albert O thing is
don't like that.
With all due respect, is awful.
Tell me why.
Because he's not a fast twitch, explosive guy. Like, he can get going down the field and he can run when he gets like 20 yards down the field, then, he's going.
Right.
But That's why he didn't play last. Why he got out of the lineup last year.
I thought he didn't play last year because Nathaniel Hackett was a clown.
No.
I thought that's why he didn't play.
No. No. And that's a good point, you know, because I think a lot of people looked at it and Jerry came in. Jerry's like, why is this guy not playing?
Right.
Albert O is a serviceable tight end, but he doesn't have the explosive. If someone pressed him outside, like if he went outside and tried to play the X or the Z wide receiver position and a DB got in his face to press him,
yeah,
like he wouldn't get off the line of scrimmage. Like he doesn't have that side to side, like quick, boom, 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 go. So that's why he's not, you know, he's not going to be that effective in the slot for you either. He's, you know, he's a tight end. You can't put him outside. He just doesn't have that skill set at all, unfortunately.
Did you get offended when your teammates would try to play wide receiver? Whether it was cornerbacks or tight ends?
No.
Because the wide receivers, I mean, y'all are, you're wide receivers. I don't want to insult you. Like, you guys are, you're just cut from a different cloth, right?
Most of us are talking about this side to side, the bang, bang, bang.
What'd you call it? The bang, bang.
Yeah,
this.
Boom, boom, boom.
Boom, 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 boom.
You got to have some, you know, something to you.
So do you look down your nose at guys that can't do that?
Well, no, I mean.
Because it is a different skill, and not everybody has it. And the DBs, why do you think they play DB?
Because
they can't catch.
They can't catch. And then, you know, a lot of those guys, like, you have to, it's just a different feel out there. You know, when you're doing different routes and you're asked to do different things. I mean, could you put Albert O out there at the 5-yard line and try to throw him a jump ball? Yeah, you could do that. You know, that type of stuff. But to think that he would help solve an issue at the wide receiver position, that's not going to happen with Albert O. So,
okay. So I've struck a nerve with Albert O. What about Greg Dulcich? No love for the hippie?
No. Now I haven't watched him enough to know outside. And he wasn't in training camp, right? He was hurt the whole time.
Right.
So
he wasn't at the Club Med training camp. That's going to be different this year.
It is, which is going to be a good thing. I just don't know. I haven't watched him enough to say, you know, to give a firm opinion on that. I think you could put him outside to do some things. I would probably say for the most part, you know, he's just going to be your tight end. And this is why when you start going down this road here, Broncos are trying to win this year. You know, they Super Bowl team, no, but they're trying to win this year. And they're trying to keep guys like Will Peterson has brought up. Jerry Jeudy, you want to evaluate Russ this year and see if he's going
to
be your plan.
You have to give him
forward.
The best possible chance
you
to
want.
Do that.
And Jerry Jeudy is a part of that. But at the same time, you also have to look forward and do what's best for this football team, you know, in the draft this year, but also moving forward. And that might be to trade Jerry Jeudy. But I think things have changed now for me. They just changed.
With the guy that wasn't going to be used.
Probably not a lot, but I think he had a chance to be used. But now all of a sudden, like, it's just it opens up another spot where it's like, okay, if we traded Jeudy, our guy Hamler, you know, hopefully with Sean Payton, he's going to have a healthy offseason. Like, he could be that slot guy for us. And he was the only one that was really left that could be a slot guy. Like, Cortland Sutton's not a slot guy. Tim Patrick is not a slot guy. Could they do it? You know, could Tim? Yes, they could do it, but that's not really what they do best. They're best outside. And you trade Jeudy, now you got Hamler in there. This is what we projected for him. Healthy offseason, you know, like Bradley Chubb, finally get a healthy offseason and get healthy and build some strength throughout the offseason. Now that's all taken away.
That's gone.
So I think it's totally shifted my view of this offseason and trading Jeudy. I would hold on to him now. I would pick up his fifth year option, and it's crazy.
Well, you're paying the man.
Yeah, it's crazy because I think if you hold on to him, you got to pick up the fifth year option.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense. You don't want to hold on to him without.
You don't want to go down that road this year, and because it's a delicate situation. And I think if you hold on to him, you're projecting him as your one of your, you know, number one or number two wide receiver. You pick it up and you just move on. So I think that's what the Broncos will do now.
Have insurance on top of your insurance. Now, you may be surprised by this, but I always take into account what y'all say, especially when you correct me about football. Because I listen. It may not seem like it, but I listen.
It doesn't you know, seem like it sometimes.
Sometimes. But I've had Stink text me and sometimes and be like, hey, you were totally wrong about this. And I'll say, tell me why. Because I want to learn.
Sure. Right? Don't we all?
The great thing about this game,
you want to learn.
Is I just want to learn.
No one knows it all.
Exactly. But I'll tell you this. And if I'm wrong, you got to correct me right now. Because it really has bothered me this entire offseason. Like, completely bothered me. I was in the Broncos locker room the day they cleaned out their lockers. And I'm standing in the media scrum, whatever. We're talking to whoever. I don't even know. And there's this long-haired person next to me. And I was like, who's, you know, This is a reporter I don't know. It wasn't a reporter. It was Greg Dulcich. Greg Dulcich's body, and I'm stuck on guys' bodies, right? He's not Thor. Just his makeup. In a glance, was like, this is some reporter.
Right.
This is somebody I don't know. You know, could probably put on some pounds or whatever. Like, you know, you just make that assessment. But I saw Greg Dulcich, not, you know, his back was to me or whatever. But I'm like, he doesn't look like a football player. Is that a problem at tight end? You look at Albert O. Albert O is like football player, you know, but chiseled like a Greek god. You look at Greg Dulcich, he's like you'd see him playing acoustic guitar at a Starbucks with the hat, with the money you throw in a hat.
Yeah, I mean, obviously you want got to look the part, but everybody looks different, you know? And so I wouldn't read too much into that. But
body type.
Yes, the body type. I mean, because he's a big guy.
He's not a small guy, though.
He can move. He
right.
runs.
Oh, right? Yeah.
We saw him making a ton of explosive
plays.
But you
wouldn't want him a little more. You're Mr. Jim. You're Mr. Workout guy. You wouldn't want Greg Dulcich a little bit more bulky up top?
Of course you would. I mean, but at the same time, you know, if that's just not who he is, just go out there and play football. Make plays. But here's the issue here. You got to stay healthy. These hamstrings that he's been dealing with pretty much this whole year, you got to figure that out. So I don't know what, you know, they got a new strength coach and they got this and they're doing all kind of different things to try to stay healthier. Memo, people, it's football. Guys are going to get hurt this year, right? We've been talking about this in Broncos country since I got here in 2007. Rich Tootin, like, oh my gosh, all these injuries, that's because all they're doing is pushing sleds and doing this and doing that. Like, that's not good for training. And then it's like, next, you know, he goes and you bring someone else in. It's like, why do we have so many injuries and hamstring and soft tissue?
So you played 15 years.
Soft tissue injuries.
You played 15 years. What's the key?
That happens. It just happens. I mean, there is no key.
It just happens.
There is no, like, one thing that you can do to stay healthy, man. I mean,
so you're pushing sleds all the time. You're okay?
Am I pushing sleds all the time?
Will you be okay? Old school.
No, yeah, but
old school.
I mean, you want to do some of that work. You want to do some of the new age work. Like, it's fine. You got to take care of your body. You're still out there, you know, 3, 4, 5 days a week going full speed, stopping on a dime, cutting, turning, and getting hit and doing all these things. Like, guess what? Guys are going to get hurt. You're going to get hurt if you continue to do that. It's just part of it. So I don't know why I went on that rant, but I did, because it's like
Greg Dulcich's body type and those hamstrings.
But it's like this stuff happens, okay? But he's got to get wherever it is, you know, whether it's setting up your massages, making sure you're seeing the chiropractor, you're all in line, staying hydrated, all these things that sometimes young guys don't realize how important it is, and it impacts your whole body. Doing some extra stretching, right? All those things. And so sometimes it's not on the guy running the program, it's on the players themselves figuring out what they need to do, the extra stuff they need to do to be able to stay healthy. And Dulcich needs to figure out the hamstring.
Okay.
How about that rant?
Figure it out.
Yeah, I mean that's part of, you know, trying to be a pro, and sometimes it takes guys a while. They're young guys, and but the emphasis now and the resources that you have at a facility are so great that and guys coming out, they're so much more educated than, you know, we were, you know, 25 years ago. So we'll see what it looks like this year. From the injury front, we'll see here coming up.
If this team can make a run.
With Jerry Jeudy. It's going to be interesting.
It is going to be interesting. And does the plan for the NFL draft change because of what they did in free agency? We'll tell you why next.
It's Stokely and Zach on Denver's Sports Station, 104.3 The Fan.
Let it breathe.
Yeah.
What's the saying?
You listen? You know who this is?
I don't know if you...
No.
Oh. Ricky Rose?
The white on white. All right. Stokely and Zach. Cecil Lammy sitting in for one Zach Bye. I'm going to ask you something that's very... I'm very, very biased.
Okay.
We are in the draft season. People have dubbed it the Cecil season. I appreciate you all for that. It is the NFL draft season. Bam. But because the Broncos aren't picking until 67, be kind. I'm going to ask this. Please be kind. My heart is broken. Okay? So all right. Please be kind. Is the draft that exciting for you this year?
Oh, this year? No, yeah. It's really not.
No,
it's not. And I'll explain why. It's just, you know, I do. I love the draft. I love it. It's great. And I want to see who the Broncos are going to pick.
Right.
And that's a big part of it, right? Doing this show and following the Broncos like we follow it, it's a huge deal. But now when you don't have a first or second round pick, you know, like it takes a lot away from
but
that.
But what if they moved into the first or second round?
I just don't see that happening. But if they did, yes, I'm back in. I'm back
in. You were out, but then you were in.
Right. Because things have changed. You got to be flexible. And I just think it's different this year than in years past. Like, if we had the fifth overall pick like we should, I mean, how great would that be?
Yeah, I mean, imagine what we're talking about.
Right. So,
could Bryce Young fall to the Denver Broncos at number five and we'd be pouring over his pro day? Oh, my God, did you see that throw?
Exactly.
On air?
Exactly. You know, is it going to be Anthony Richardson? Like, what are we going to do? You know, just stuff like that.
Right.
Like we used to do.
Could be going crazy.
Like we used to do, like when we had the fifth pick and took Bradley Chubb, right? So,
But this year's different.
It's much different.
It's different.
It is so different.
I think this is George Payton's most important draft.
It's this year. He needs a, you know, when you've struggled and you haven't done a great job, you have a lot on the line. You're probably fortunate to still have this job, right?
Thank you.
And
why do so many people give him a pass then? We love George Payton, but like these people are like, oh, he's totally fine, and he got Pat Surtain. Pat Surtain was a top 10 can't-miss pick. I'm not giving George Payton credit for Pat Surtain.
Well, I'll give him credit.
I'll give him credit for a can't-miss pick.
Well, I'll give him credit. You still got to make the pick. And the guy's still got to work out. Like, there's no can't misses. Like, you can still miss. You can get injured. You can. You can. A lot of people thought, you know, there were certain people that were can't miss and they end up missing. It happens all the time. So I do give him credit. You got to give him credit. Okay. See, so you got to give him some credit for that, for the good things that he's done.
I give him a little.
Yes, for the good things that he's done. But also, I think. You have to be real about the whole situation and look at the whole picture. There's been some bad moves. There's been one move with Russell, two moves with Russell, like trading what you traded for him, but then signing to the contract. On top of that, it might go down as the worst trade in the history of sports.
Oof. That's on your record.
Right. So that's not good. You look at the big picture. So he needs a bounce back year. He needs a really good draft.
Do you think he's done that in free agency so far? Do you think with the pressure of Sean Payton, because Sean Payton changes everything for George Payton. And this ain't Minnesota, man, where you're happy to, hey, we got some wins. Like, no, this is Denver. It's different here. You know that.
We're not just worried about the Great Lakes, right? We got the mountains. So yes. We
got
to win.
We got three Lombardis in the history. That's what this team's worried about. So do you feel that George Payton has responded so far in free agency?
Well, I'll say yes, but at the same time, like the draft, we'll see what these players look like on the field. You know, you can give them an A right now. Hey, Ben Powers,
paid him a lot of money. Right.
McGlinchey, paid him a lot of money.
That's a C-minus.
you know, these other guys. We'll see how it fits, what it looks like moving forward. But I love how aggressive they were. I love the guys that they're going after. And because of the style of football that they want to play. So I think there's so many positives there. Like they got some guys. But we'll see what they look like in a Broncos uniform, right? I mean, we've been excited about free agent signings before that just haven't worked out.
We were excited about Russell Wilson.
Right.
This is not a drill.
Yes.
Somebody clipped that on YouTube. Did you know that?
I did not.
I was scrolling through. I go down YouTube wormholes, and I found the Zach By, Stokely and Zach, like 12-minute clip of you guys the day Russell Wilson was traded.
This is not a drill.
Exactly.
Yes.
Like 12 minutes.
That voice cracking?
It was cracking.
Yeah.
It's like teenage Zach By.
Yeah.
This is not a drill.
This is not a drill.
This is not a drill.
We were all excited.
Yeah.
And then what happened?
It just didn't turn out like we had hoped. So, and that's the problem when you're looking at these free agents. You just don't know. You just never quite know. Even though there's more of a known there than there is in the draft.
How do I get you excited about the draft then? Because, brother, I'm over the moon about the draft. Again. Y'all are making fun of pro days. You turned off the pro days so you could watch golf.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not going to call you out of that, but I'm going to call you out on that.
Yes.
Because I'm all enthralled with what Bryce Young is doing. Like, I'm doing my job. I'm, you know, Bryce Young.
Your back's kind of turned to the TV, though. So I
was watching the reflection.
Oh, okay.
And then now you're like, I don't want to watch
guys. I think it was over.
Was it over?
Yeah. Yeah, he's done.
I still wanted to bask in his glory.
Yeah.
He's the best player in this draft. But, like, you wanted to watch the golf.
Yes.
So you don't give a damn about these pro days?
No. I know, because we're not picking Bryce Young. We're not picking C.J. Stroud. You know, unfortunately, we're not up there. So this year is just so different for Broncos country. Now, could you move up? I don't think you're moving up in the first round, but you might be able to move up in the second round.
We're talking about Jerry Jeudy trade all day.
Unless you trade Jeudy. I mean, that's the only way.
Bam, we got to be ready.
Other than that, look, I'm excited about the draft when it comes to, hey, Broncos are going to get some new guys.
And
they need some talent.
First-round tight ends. If they traded Jerry Jeudy and they got a first-round pick, would you take a tight end?
That would be on the list, certainly. Why do people say no then?
People think they're fine with Greg Dulcich. I'm like, you're not fine with Greg Dulcich.
I like Dulcich, but, I mean, you can't love him right now. You just can't. But I like his potential. I like some of the things he did as a rookie. But you can always add to the room. Hey, Gronk and Aaron Hernandez, you know, I mean, those are two dynamic tight ends on the same team. I mean, you can play two tight ends. I think that's what Sean Payton wants to do. Play big boy football. Two tight end sets, two wide receivers, one back, and then you're flipping it and you have a fullback and a running back and two wide receivers. But the more that you can do offensively and throw at a defense with different sets, different formations, different tight ends, different receivers, all those things, the more difficult it makes it for a defense to prepare for you. So tight end is definitely on the list. Of course it should be on the list of prospects that you're looking at.
Okay.
Do we have Shannon Sharp here?
No.
Okay, no. So
no.
Like, exactly.
No.
Yeah. Do we have
Dallas Clark?
No. So it's on the list, and it's an important position. And can you play more than one tight end at a time?
Sure.
Yes. So even if you had a guy like Shannon Sharp, you still would look for a compliment to him and just take pressure off of him. And I think for Russ, you know, he doesn't throw to the tight ends a lot. He's, you know, when he had Jimmy Graham, he threw to him a little bit. He doesn't throw like over the middle of the football field, they tell me a lot. But what would help him is a slot receiver that knows how to move the chains and work the middle of the football field, but also a tight end that can do that. Safe, easy throws. And just take some pressure off of you. That's what he could use. So, yeah, if we could get a tight end, I'd be on board with that.
Run the ball and set up play action passing. Set up Russell Wilson the best way. I'm going to get you excited about the draft. Somehow, some way, I don't know how, but I'm gonna get you excited about the third round of the draft.
Third round.
Okay. Think I can do it?
Yeah, look, I'm flexible. I'm not stuck in my ways. I'm flexible. I'd love for you to get me excited about the draft.
Okay.
Do you have some names, or do you have like some guys, some positions that you could like throw at me where I'm like, okay, all right, third round potential here. I love that.
Okay, I wanted to take the temperature of the room because obviously I'm over the moon about the draft. Doesn't matter where the Broncos are picking. That's what I want to see. And I kind of had a feeling that, you know, because they only had a third round pick, you know, maybe I was alone in my excitement. So
you're not, Jordan Spieth just hit in the water. I know you wanted that update. The wind looks like it's blowing like 25 out there.
Yeah.
No, you're not alone, see? So I think a lot of people are still intrigued. Maybe not excited about the draft like we were in the past. But at the same time, guess what? We're getting new players, and you hope that you strike it rich. Right? Hey, we just got this fourth round a wide receiver out of South Louisiana in the fourth round, right? You know, what a steal.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm talking about?
Right.
Like, that's what the Ravens were saying. Yep. All the fans, right? I mean, not really, but no, you're hoping that you find this diamond in the rough. We see it all the time.
Yep.
And yes, we don't have a first or second round pick, but man, there's still optimism and you're still feeling you're excited about some new players and seeing new things and hoping that one of those guys is the next Terrell Davis. How about that? Hoping one of those guys is the next, you know, Rod Smith, Shannon Sharp, right? Just a guy that wasn't at the top of the, you know, a first-round pick, second-round pick, but you found them, and they ended up being great football players. And that's what George Payton has to do this year. You know, you were talking about pressure on George Payton?
Yes.
You got to deliver. You got to find those guys because you don't have the early draft picks. But I'm excited about that, Cease.
Okay. We talked about the Denver Nuggets earlier, but what about your Colorado Avalanche now during the final stretch of the season? Which team makes a deeper run? We'll tell you next.
Denver Sports Station, 104.3 The Fan presents Stokely and Zach.
All right, Cease.
Yeah.
Cease and Lander filling in for Zach by.
This is our shirt. I know that.
Oh, okay.
Come on, man.
How
would I not know Ursher?
You didn't know Ricky Rose? Ricky Ross? So I didn't know. I didn't know where you're at.
All right.
You know, people listen to different things. They're just checking on your pulse. All right, what do you got?
No, I listen to some newer hip-hop.
Okay.
You know.
All right.
And I know this isn't new, but yeah.
Right. Yeah.
No, you just get set in your ways.
That's right. You like what you like.
You like Nickelback? You like Creed?
Yeah.
You do, not me.
Right. You know, yeah, I do. I do. Yes.
It's fine.
It is fine.
I don't know why
the hate on those people. I don't know. I still don't know why. That's what I think it is. It's like the masses, like a few people get going one way and they
think. Okay,
and
on Creed, do you know what
there,
it is?
They put it out there that it's not cool to like these groups and it's like, I still like their music. I think their music's good.
Do you know what it is?
Catchy. No, what is it?
On Creed, Scott Stapp and Aloha. Allegedly, or whatever I have to say. Like, he's kind of a jerk.
Okay.
Or used to be, or whatever.
Right.
And then Nickelback.
But there's a lot. See, so there's a lot of singers and band people that are jerks.
Yes.
Not good people. Guess what? I'm not hanging out with them. I'm just listening to the music.
You're just singing with arms wide open.
Under the sun. Yes, that's what I'm doing. And I absolutely love it.
Okay.
It puts me in a good mood when I hear it. Bad guy, whatever. I'm not hanging with them.
And you can remember every Nickelback song because they sound all the damn same.
Yes.
Anyway, what's your confidence level in the Avalanche? We talked about the Nuggets, and if you want to compare which team makes a deeper run, I think with the Avs, at least for me, and maybe I'm not the right person to ask or answer this question, like, you got a whole pass. Like, just do whatever, baby. Like, hey, compete, have some fun.
You got
the cup.
On slices, we're good, man.
Yeah,
we're
you're
still
good.
Rolling. We
you're
got
good.
The cup. We
with
got
the
cup.
Nuggets, it's different.
Right, sure.
With the Nuggets is that you better, and I'm saying it. I'm saying the blanket. You better make the NBA Finals.
I got it.
Or you got to make some changes. You don't have the bench, the depth. Like we were talking, Aaron Gordon's got to get healthier, whatever. Hopefully MPJ stays healthy. We know that.
Right.
But I think the Avs conversation is completely different, almost a 180 from the Nuggets conversation, which there's much more pressure.
Of course. Of course. I mean, like you said, the Avs just won it all last year. We love it. We're good. You're playing with house money.
Yeah.
Right? You are playing with house money. Now, I'd like to see a repeat. I mean, they have the talent to do it. And if they get healthy, they can do it. Certainly. I don't care. Boston, but whoever. Let's go. I'll see you in the finals. I'll take our chances here if we're a healthy hockey team. So I know what you're saying, and I do feel that way, too. Like, okay, it's not the pressure of, hey, you got to get out of the second round this year, Avs.
Right. They already did
But
that.
At the same time, there's still hope, and there's still like, okay, guys, like, let's go do it again. You know, let's go. We got the group to go do this thing again if they can get healthy, you know. They're a different team, obviously, when McCarr's on the ice. And you, if you get this group feeling good, healthy at the right time, they could do it again. But you're right. Certainly they have a bit of a hall pass here because they just did it all.
Yeah, a little bit. But I see so many people.
I'm saying, sorry to cut you off. I'm just saying, let's be historic. Let's go on a historic run. You know, that's kind of where I'm at.
Has Bednar asked you to make any pregame speeches yet?
I did get a call from a random number. I left me a voicemail. I got to check that
you
out.
You see
the
who
show.
It is? Okay.
Yeah, might be
Bednar.
Hey,
come on out and give him that pregame speech.
Yeah.
Let's make history, gentlemen.
That's right. I think that should be the expectation. I know for them, look, they're not happy and they're not content with what, you know, happened last year. Not with this group.
Right.
So I think their mindset is, oh my goodness, sorry. And that would have won
See
me money.
See what you did,
That would have won me money, by the way.
Uh-oh.
Adam Scott just jarred it in the hole, and it bounced out and almost went in the water.
Almost to the water.
Yes. You got to watch this.
Wow.
Look at that.
Oh, it hit the hole.
That's what I'm saying. He jarred it in the hole, it bounced out, and almost went in the
that
water.
That should count.
It should count.
That should count.
It should count.
It is.
Not
hit
in
the hole.
Golf.
It went
it's
got to
stay in.
It just bounced out.
Yeah, crazy.
Move the damn
on
flag.
A par three. It's a par three. What do you mean, move the flag? What do you?
I don't know.
I know you don't. It's okay. It's okay. You're trying your best.
I am.
But so it's but those guys view it differently, right? And it's going to be fun. It's going to be fun. There's not as much pressure on them, obviously, now.
Okay.
Not much pressure on Jared Bednar.
Right.
And McKinnon and McCarr to win. Well, they did it. So that helps free you up. And I think they're going to be on a mission to do it again. And I can't wait to watch this ride.
Why are so many people riding the wave of emotion of this AB season? Because they go the losing streak, and then they go the winning streak, and then was the Penguins, they got them. And, oh, yeah. Georgiev prevented them from getting just waxed, you know, in the game last night.
No,
like,
no, it's Georgiev.
Oh, KJ taught me how to say it. I know how to say it.
Georgiev. Yeah.
Georgiev. So why are people riding this wave of emotion? And it's they're up and they're down and they're up and they're down. I know that's sports, baby, but
right.
Like you just had a parade. All right, you're fine
because you want to do it again. You know, fans want to do it again. They want to see. I mean, I had fun going down there to the parade.
Mm-hmm.
I had fun going to a lot of those games last year in the postseason. It was fun. You want to do that again because you know, especially the old school Avs fans. You know when they had to. The back-to-backs and, you know, great teams.
Right.
Like, it only lasts so long. This thing ain't going to be here for, you know, the next 20 years. Right? So you have a short window. Let's go ahead and just be absolutely great and be historic. I think that's the mindset. You know, that's the mindset here. And you have to take advantage of your windows.
Take advantage of your windows when you got them because they're not going to be there the entire time. But I just felt like sports fans rely so much on memory, right? How many times you talk about, remember that play, remember that thing,
right.
Remember that game? You don't have to think back that long to think of the parade and how much fun that was. If you're a Nuggets fan, you don't know that feeling. If you're a Broncos fan, that's why these last 7 years have sucked so bad. Because you know what the Broncos are. Your partner in crime, Zach, has never experienced Broncos football the way that you have or that I have.
Right.
He's never experienced that. I feel bad for him. He doesn't know, truly know what the Broncos are because of what they've been over the last 6 years.
Yeah. And look, but that sports, it can change quickly. For the good or for the bad. And there was a standard of winning around here where you just became, you know, you expected it. And you just...
Wait, you're talking like it's gone. It's still here. It better
ooh,
be here.
I'm
Sean
not
Payton's
sure.
Bringing it back.
I'm not sure about that. I hope so. And that is, you know, one of the reasons why I wanted him to be the head coach is, you know, what he's been through and what he did for, obviously, the Saints and how he turned around that organization and that team. But... this thing is eroded around here and got new ownership now. And, you know, this they haven't had a winning season since 2016, right? It's a long time. It's a long time. And so it's just feels a little bit different. You know, you don't feel like, at least I don't feel like this team's going to go out there and be a true contender this year.
Mm.
I didn't feel like it was going to be that way last year.
Mm.
And it stinks, but that's kind of where we're at right now. That's where I'm at anyway.
Why are you bringing up old stuff?
You want to bring up new stuff?
I don't know. I was just saying.
Do you have someone, a couple guys in this draft that you've been looking at? Have you dove into it that far that you say, hey, this is a couple guys, third round, fourth round, fifth round guys that I think could impact the Denver Broncos? Do you have any names?
I got difference makers for the Broncos.
Do you really?
Yes. Difference makers for
the
Broncos.
Are you going to keep
team.
Those close to the vest, or are you going to share them with me and our audience maybe?
How about I do that next?